Have you ever thought about the power behind everything you do, every memory you cherish, every emotion you feel? What makes you, you, comes from a single organ nestled within your skull, the brain. This incredible organ, weighing about 3 pounds, controls all your thoughts, emotions, movements, and bodily functions. But how does it work? How can something so small hold such immense power over every aspect of your being? Welcome to Health Square, where today, we explore the vast and intricate world of the human brain. I'm Bills, and this episode will unravel the mysteries of the brain from its physiology to its history, uncovering fascinating stories and myths about how it has shaped the lives of individuals throughout time. We'll also look at some of the most interesting and sometimes controversial incidents in history related to brain function, disorders, and even myths about the brain's capabilities. This episode is packed with all the information you need to understand this most remarkable organ. The brain's anatomy and physiology, understanding its complex structure. The brain is composed of 3 major parts, the cerebrum, cerebellum, and brainstem. Each part plays a vital role in regulating different functions. The cerebrum, the largest part, is divided into 2 hemispheres and is responsible for higher functions like thinking, emotions, memory, and voluntary movement. Within the cerebrum, we find the 4 lobes, the frontal, parietal, occipital, and temporal lobes, each with its own specific duties. The frontal lobe handles decision-making, reasoning, and personality, while the occipital lobe is all about visual processing. The cerebellum, located at the back of the brain, coordinates movement and balance, while the brainstem connects the brain to the spinal cord and controls vital functions like breathing and heart rate. But beyond this structural overview, the real magic happens at the microscopic level. The brain contains about 86 billion neurons, the specialized cells that transmit information throughout the body. These neurons communicate with each other through synapses, where neurotransmitters like dopamine, serotonin, and acetylcholine are released to send signals across the brain. Every thought, memory, or sensation you experience is the result of these intricate chemical reactions happening in real time. The brain's function relies heavily on neuroplasticity, which is its remarkable ability to rewire itself based on new experiences or after injuries. This concept of brain adaptability has revolutionized the way we understand the brain. For example, someone who suffers from a stroke can often recover certain abilities because the brain creates new pathways to compensate for the damaged areas. This discovery has had a profound effect on rehabilitation techniques, giving hope to many who thought certain injuries meant permanent loss of function. Interesting brain facts, numbers, and statistics. Did you know that the brain uses 20% of the body's total energy, despite accounting for only about 2% of total body weight? It's an energy-hungry organ that constantly consumes glucose and oxygen to keep functioning. The brain operates at about 15 watts, which might not sound like much, but it's enough to power a dim light bulb. When we say we've burned out after a long day of thinking, that's not just metaphorical. Your brain truly burns through calories while you're deep in thought. Here's another intriguing fact. The surface of the brain, or the cerebral cortex, is folded into gyri, ridges, and sulci, grooves, to maximize surface area. If we were to spread out the cortex flat, it would cover about 2.5 square feet, roughly the size of a small towel. This vast surface area is essential because it increases the number of neurons, allowing for higher brain function. For those who think multitasking is productive, here's a sobering truth. The brain can't effectively multitask. What's actually happening when you multitask is rapid switching between tasks, which reduces overall productivity and increases errors. The brain operates best when it focuses on one task at a time, debunking the popular myth that multitasking enhances efficiency. Famous and infamous incidents involving the brain. One of the most famous cases in neuroscience is the story of Phineas Gage, a 19th century railroad worker who survived a horrific accident in which a metal rod was driven through his skull, damaging much of his frontal lobe. Gage survived the accident, but underwent dramatic changes in his personality. Once kind and thoughtful, he became irritable and reckless. His case was one of the earliest examples of how specific brain injuries can lead to changes in personality and behavior, and it remains a cornerstone in our understanding of brain function. In contrast, there's the tale of Henry Molaison, known to the world as H.M., who suffered from severe epilepsy. In 1953, surgeons removed large parts of his hippocampus in an attempt to cure him. While the surgery succeeded in stopping his seizures, it left him unable to form new memories. H.M. Case provided key insights into how the hippocampus plays a critical role in memory formation and led to decades of research into how memories are stored and retrieved. In more recent history, the world was shaken by the Terry Schiavo case, a legal battle in the United States over the right to die. Schiavo was left in a persistent vegetative state after a cardiac arrest led to significant brain damage. Her case sparked national debate about brain death, ethics, and the boundaries of life support. The case underscored the brain's fragility and the ethical questions that arise when brain function is diminished beyond recovery. Myths and misconceptions about the brain. There are plenty of myths surrounding the brain, some of which have persisted for centuries. One of the most common is the notion that humans only use 10% of their brains. This is entirely false. Neuroimaging studies have shown that virtually every part of the brain has a function, even if certain areas are more active than others during specific tasks. While the origins of this myth are unclear, it may have stemmed from early misunderstandings about how the brain works. Another common misconception is that listening to classical music makes you smarter, often referred to as the Mozart effect. While listening to music can be beneficial for relaxation or boosting mood, there's no concrete evidence to suggest that it increases overall intelligence. This myth has been largely debunked, although the relationship between music and brain activity is still a fascinating field of study. Brain disorders, from epilepsy to Alzheimer's disease. The brain is prone to a variety of disorders that can impact mood, memory, motor skills, and cognition. Epilepsy is one of the most well-known conditions, affecting roughly 65 million people worldwide. It occurs when abnormal electrical activity in the brain causes seizures. While epilepsy can often be controlled with medication, some patients, like Henry Molaison, HM, have required surgical interventions. Another condition that has gained significant attention in recent years is Alzheimer's disease, a degenerative brain disorder that affects memory, thinking, and behavior. Alzheimer's is the most common form of dementia and is characterized by the buildup of beta-amyloid plaques and tau tangles in the brain. Over time, these abnormal proteins destroy brain cells, leading to memory loss, confusion, and eventually the inability to perform basic daily functions. With an aging population, Alzheimer's is on the rise, affecting an estimated 44 million people globally. Parkinson's disease is another degenerative disorder that primarily affects motor function due to the loss of dopamine-producing neurons in the brain. People with Parkinson's experience tremors, stiffness, and difficulty with movement, and while medications can help manage symptoms, there is currently no cure. The future of brain research, from AI to brain-computer interfaces. The brain has long been a subject of fascination for researchers, and today, the future of brain science is more exciting than ever. Artificial intelligence, AI, and neuroscience are increasingly intersecting to help us understand how the brain processes information. Scientists are working on creating brain-computer interfaces, BCIs, that may one day allow people to control computers or prosthetic limbs with their thoughts. This technology could revolutionize the way we treat spinal cord injuries, paralysis, and other motor disorders. Additionally, there are ongoing studies into the use of neuroplasticity to help patients recover from brain injuries and strokes more effectively. The potential for the brain to rewire itself and form new connections is opening up new avenues for treatment and recovery that were once considered impossible. Conclusion: the brain's endless mysteries and potentials. The human brain remains one of the greatest mysteries in science. Despite centuries of study, we've only begun to scratch the surface of its true potential. From its astonishing physiological capabilities to its impact on human behavior and culture, the brain continues to captivate scientists, doctors, and the general public alike. Whether we're talking about groundbreaking cases like Phineas Gage or the latest advancements in neuroscience, one thing is clear. Understanding the brain is key to understanding ourselves. Thank you for joining me on Health Square today. I hope this episode has given you a deeper appreciation for the complexity of the brain and the many ways it shapes our lives. If you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, leave a review, and share it with anyone who might find it intriguing. Until next time, take care of your brain. It's the most important part of who you are.